Dozens of kids and a handful of parents are munching on hot dogs and chips at a small Methodist church in Fort Valley. Organizers call this a community youth summit. Today, they are learning about bullying and suicide prevention. Yesterday was all about sex ed. 16-year-old Otisarian French was there.
A student or a teenager is 9 times out of 10 going to do it, but they don't know which way to go about it because they don't have the education in the schools.
Georgia does not have a universal sex ed curriculum. Instead, schools choose from either medically backed comprehensive programs or abstinence-based programs. More than one-third of the state's 450 high schools use the Choosing the Best curriculum, in which the best is sexual abstinence.
The data don't show that it works.
That's Andrea Schwarzendruber, professor of public health at the University of Georgia. Schwarzendruber says choosing the best promotes abstinence by misleading students about the effectiveness of different forms of birth control.
When they talk about contraception or when they talk about condoms, what they do is emphasize their failure rate.
How did choosing the best come to be implemented in so many Georgia schools? Those decisions are made by local school boards. In Gwinnett County, the state's largest school district, the decision was made in 2002. In 2017, 6 schools in Gwinnett were taught choosing the best by a group called IMPACT, which is an outreach program by the local Crisis Pregnancy Center. The Gwinnett School District declined to be interviewed about choosing the best. The Crisis Pregnancy Center that teaches choosing the best did not respond to multiple requests for comment.
These things we feel are not in keeping with the tenets of public education because we have separation of church and state for a reason.
That's Jamie Winfrey. She leads a coalition of parents trying to change the sex ed curriculum in Gwinnett. Most crisis pregnancy centers are affiliated with Christian groups and are opposed to abortion. Winfrey's group was told they had to convince Gwinnett County Schools Community Health Education Advisory Committee, or CHEEK, to change to a medically backed curriculum. That board is made up of mostly teachers, parents, and school administrators. 3 of its 27 members work in the healthcare field.
I sat in the CHEEK committee meeting and said, can we all at least agree that one of the goals of a sex ed curriculum is to prevent teen pregnancy and to prevent STDs? And those people could not even give me that.
CHEEK reapproved choosing the best in March in a 19-2 vote. Winfrey says she would much prefer something like the FLASH program, which is currently being tested in Macon-Bibb County schools. Like choosing the best, FLASH includes information about contraception and abstinence, but with one major difference. FLASH is medically backed, says Carrie Kessler of the King County Health Department in Washington State, where the program was created.
It is one of the few that is authored by a public health department, and so it really brings a public health model to sexual health education.
In King County, Washington, FLASH is used in every high school, and the teen pregnancy rate has fallen by 62% over the last decade, where FLASH has been used for over 20 years. The 2-year Macon-Bibb study is half done. If it changes kids' attitudes about sex, Kessler says the next step would be to roll out the program long-term. Georgia is one of 26 states that require abstinence to be stressed in high schools, so the fight to bring comprehensive sex ed at the local level continues to be an uphill battle. For GPB, I'm Sophie Peel.